This is the sound of progress in the Glen Park section of Gary. They're finally tearing down the East Side Fresh Meat and Produce grocery store that collapsed 2 years ago and has been an eyesore and a safety concern ever since. Thanks to funds from the county, it's coming down. Jamal Washington is the county councilman from the district.
This is that perfect example of putting community first with the community, working together, hand by hand, and when you work together, so many things you can get done.
Councilwoman LaVita Sparks-Wade has received tons of calls about this commercial property. She reached out to the county for help.
I actually used to shop in this grocery store before it closed, maybe about 15, 16 years ago. The city just, again, did not have the funds to bring down the commercial sites. And Councilman Washington responded immediately. And just 30, 45 days later, this building is coming down.
Unlike the city of Gary's residential program that has knocked down some 350 abandoned and dilapidated homes over a two-year period, on the way to knocking down 1,500 homes, it's tougher to demolish commercial properties. Gary Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson says she wants to use some federal dollars from the subprime mortgage settlement that the mortgage industry paid to the federal government to help rebuild places like Gary.
But we also believe that because of the mortgage lending settlement, the dollars that went to Indiana, that Gary was a location that got really hit hard by the subprime market. In fact, that's one of the reasons that it looks like it looks. And it's our position that we should get some of those dollars so that we can fix up the neighborhoods, but also so that we can tear down the commercial buildings.
Kyle Allen is the Lake County Commissioner for the 1st District.
It's good to do something for my hometown. Like the comments earlier, there's no I in team. I was fortunate enough to have the funding provided to me by the council. And I think that this is, like the mayor said, a good example of intergovernmental cooperation and tearing down an eyesore such as this. I think it will be positive and bode well for this part of the city. As we know, demolished buildings can have an effect on your insurance, public safety, home value, etc.
For residents, tearing down this grocery store will mean Glen Park is a better, safer neighborhood. Mike Shell bought his home here in Glen Park in 1979. Since then, he's seen property values plummet. This demolition, he says, puts the community on the right path.
I'm saying thank you for everybody because everybody knows that this was really a bad place and it's now going to turn into a good place and we're going to have us a nice community again. So thank you, City of Gary. Thank you, Mayor Karen Freeman.
In Gary, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.